A power outage kit is the collection of supplies your household reaches for the moment the lights go dark, and it keeps your family fed, warm, lit, and connected until power returns. The outcome is simple. When the power drops, you are not fumbling in a dark drawer for a dead flashlight. You are opening one known box and going straight to work. If you are the type who reads about preparedness and keeps yourself informed without going all in, this fits your life well. A casual prepper can build a solid power outage kit in a weekend or two, then leave it ready without endless upkeep. Think of the range this kit covers as an overnight blip out to roughly a week without electricity. Start by deciding you will build in stages instead of all at once. You will first lay in a 3-day core of the non-negotiables, then extend those same supplies toward 7 days. Along the way, you complete a plain power outage checklist so nothing important gets skipped. Start with a 3-day core, then build toward a week. Sizing your kit correctly gives you confidence instead of guesswork. You will know exactly how much to store and why. The real range a home power outage kit needs to cover runs from a single overnight outage up to about a week without grid power. Most of what you will ever face lands on the short end of that range. Build the 3-day core first. 3 days is the classic short-term survival timeline, and it holds the items you cannot do without. That means light, a way to charge a phone, safe warmth or cooling, drinking water, food you can open and eat, and a way to hear what is happening. Get those in place and you have already handled the outage most families ever meet. Once the core is set, extend it toward 7 days. This mostly means more of the same. More water, more batteries, more shelf-stable food, more fuel if you burn it. You are not buying a whole new kit for the longer stretch. You are deepening the one you already built. Here is the reassuring part. A kit scaled for a week automatically carries you through the overnight outage without any extra thought. When you prepare for the harder case, the common case takes care of itself. You never have to guess which size of problem tonight's storm will bring. As you go, treat your power outage checklist as the running record of what you own. Each item you add gets a check. That checklist turns a vague intention into a finished kit you can point to. It also tells you at a glance where the gaps still sit. Keep one boundary clear from the start. This is a stay-at-home kit, built for sheltering in place with the power off. It is not a bug-out bag or a get-home bag, which solve the different problem of leaving. Those belong to their own build. Right now your job is to make your own home livable in the dark. What goes in the kit, organized by need? Grouping your power outage supplies by need lets you build methodically instead of grabbing random gear off a shelf. Each category answers one question about surviving an outage. Fill the categories and you have covered what to have in a power outage without holes. Work through them in order and check each item off as it lands in the box. Lighting light is the first thing you lose and the first thing you want back. Good lighting turns a scary dark house into a manageable one. Flashlights. Keep at least one flashlight per family member so nobody has to share in the dark. Store them with fresh batteries and spares in the same box. Lanterns. A battery or LED lantern lights a whole room, which a flashlight cannot do. One per main living area covers a week easily. Candles. Candles give backup light when batteries run low, and a few long burning ones stretch your supply. Set them on a stable plate away from anything that can catch. Glow sticks. Glow sticks are the safest light to hand a small child, since there is no flame and no hot bulb. A pack of them costs little and lasts for years. Batteries. Stock a deep supply in the sizes your lights use, and store them together so you never hunt. For a week, plan on several changes for the lights you run most. Power and charging. Keeping devices alive keeps you connected and informed. Your phone is your radio, map, and message line, so it comes first. Power banks. A couple of charged power banks keep phones running for days. Charge them full and store them full, then top them off on your maintenance schedule. Portable power station. A portable power station runs lights, a fan, and small devices from a single battery you charge in advance. It is the quiet backbone of a modern blackout kit for anyone who cannot run a generator. Extension cords and surge protectors. Cords let you place your power source safely and reach where you need it. Surge protectors guard your gear when grid power snaps back on, which is a common moment for damage. Generator. A generator is the heavy hitter of emergency power supplies for homes with a safe place to run one. Match its size to what you actually need to power and store fuel for it separately. Warmth and cooling. Holding a safe indoor temperature protects the youngest and oldest in your family first. The season decides which way you plan. Space heater. An electric space heater run off a power station or generator takes the edge off a cold house. Give it clear space on all sides and never run a fuel-burning heater indoors. Cooler. A good cooler with ice keeps food and medication cold when the fridge goes dead. In heat, it doubles as your safe cold food store for days. Food and water access. The trick here is not the food itself but reaching it when power is off. Your pantry is full. The task is opening it and having water when the pump quits. Manual can opener. A hand crank can opener turns your canned food into dinner with no power at all. It costs a few dollars and saves the whole meal. Water storage. Store 1 gallon per person per day, since a well pump or city pressure can fail during an outage. For a family of four across a week, that is a clear target you can stack and rotate. Communication staying informed calms the whole household and guides your choices. You want news that does not need your phone battery. Hand crank radio. A hand crank or solar radio brings you weather and emergency updates with no batteries to burn. Many models also charge a phone in a pinch. Two-way radio. A pair of two-way radios keeps family members in touch when cell towers are jammed. Hand one to anyone who steps outside or to a neighbor down the street. Safety gear protects you from the hazards an outage creates, especially the invisible ones. Carbon monoxide detector. A battery-powered carbon monoxide detector warns you before the gas from a generator or fuel heater can harm anyone. Running fuel-burning gear too close to a home is a real danger, and this alarm is your early line. First aid manual. A printed first aid manual walks you through care when you cannot look it up online. Keep it with your first aid kit inside the box. Important documents. Copies of ID, insurance, and medical info in a waterproof pouch travel with you if the outage forces a move. Storing them here means you know exactly where they sit. Comfort items are not extras when children are scared in the dark. They keep a long evening from turning into a hard one. A comfort toy or coloring book. A familiar toy, a deck of cards, or a coloring book and crayons gives kids something to do besides worry. It also frees you to handle the rest of the kit. Every one of these categories scales the same way you size the whole kit. Fill the 3-day core first, then add depth toward a week. When each need has its supplies checked off, your power outage kit is genuinely done. Adjusting the kit for your situation. Tailoring the kit to how you live means you carry the right gear instead of a generic list. The core stays the same for everyone. What changes is the power source, the quantities, and a few rules you cannot ignore. Find your situation below and adjust. Suburban home A. House with a yard is the easiest case, and it leans on a mix of stored power and a generator. Set the generator outside, well away from windows and doors, so exhaust drifts off instead of into the home. Store its fuel in approved containers in a shed or detached space, and keep enough on hand for the days you expect to run it. Pair the generator with a power station and power bank so quiet loads like phones and lights do not need the engine running all night. Urban apartment. Tight space is not a problem here, it is a reason your kit is cleaner and simpler. Skip the generator and build around a battery power station and lanterns, which run indoors safely with no fumes. Check your building rules before you buy, since many limit generators, stored fuel, and open candles. Those limits push you toward LED lanterns and glow sticks anyway, which are safer and easier to store in a closet. A charged power station plus a stack of power banks covers most apartment outages without a single flame. Rural property. Living far out means you plan for longer restoration times, and that is simply how the grid works. Repair crews reach dense areas first, and remote lines with fewer customers wait longer for attention. Because of that, store more fuel and more water than a suburban household would, and lean toward the 7-day end of your sizing. A larger generator and a deeper fuel supply earn their keep here. Treat a multi-day outage as the case you plan for, not the exception. Medical power needs. If someone in your home relies on refrigerated medication or a CPAP machine, size your backup power to those critical loads before anything else. List the exact devices and how many watts and hours each one needs. Then choose a power station or generator that covers those loads with margin, and only after that spend on lights and comfort. A cooler with ice buys time for refrigerated medicine while you get power flowing. This is the one branch where you build the kit around the load rather than the room. Store IT, test IT, and keep IT current. Finishing the kit is only worth it if the whole family can find it and it still works when the moment comes. Storage, a real test, and a light maintenance habit close that loop. Do these three things and your kit stays ready instead of quietly rotting in a corner. Store IT where anyone can find IT in the dark. Keep the kit in one known location that every family member can reach without a light. A closet by the main hallway or a shelf near the kitchen beats a buried basement corner you have to climb over boxes to reach. Tell everyone where it lives and walk the youngest capable family member to it once. When the power drops, the goal is that anyone in the house can put hands on the box in the dark and start pulling out flashlights. Prove IT works with a one-day no-power challenge. Testing finds gaps before a real outage does. Pick a calm evening and turn off the main breaker for a day, using only what is in your kit. Cook with the manual can opener, light the house with your lanterns, charge a phone off the power station, and tune in the hand crank radio. You will learn fast which batteries were dead, which flashlight nobody could find, and how long the power station really lasts. Fix each gap the next day while it is fresh, and update your power outage checklist to match. Keep IT current with a simple routine. Kit decays quietly. Batteries drain, water goes stale, fuel ages, and a power station self-discharges on the shelf. Set a recurring reminder, twice a year is plenty for most households, and run the same short loop each time. Rotate the batteries and test every light. Refresh your stored water. Check and rotate any fuel. Top the power station and power banks back to full and confirm they hold the charge. 15 minutes on a calendar keeps the whole blackout kit trustworthy year after year. Know what this kit is not. This stay-at-home power outage kit solves one problem, which is living comfortably in your home while the power is off. A bug-out bag and a get-home bag solve the opposite problem of moving, whether leaving home fast or reaching it from elsewhere. Keep them separate so you never rob one to stock another. When you are sheltering in place, the power outage kit is the box you open, and it is ready because you built it and you keep it current. You now have a real system, not a wish. Your power outage kit starts as a 3-day core and extends toward a week, which means one overnight outage never catches you flat. You have grouped your power outage supplies by need, adjusted them for your home, and stored the box where anyone can find it in the dark. A 1-day test proved it works, and a twice-a-year routine keeps it current. That is a finished kit and a plan to keep it ready, which is exactly what being prepared looks like.